B-Pod Studios.
Hey, you guys, it's a Rap Party Podcast. Let's start off by saying we hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode. It's a secret episode.
Yes, and I'll leave you a clue if you want to find it. Where the river runs, the mountains go dry.
There's okay. A lot of silence with this last podcast. Mm-hmm. It sounded something like this.
Because it didn't exist.
We didn't do one.
Today was a great show, a great Friday show. We kind of started off in a weird arena talking about why you shouldn't hate your ex, because it is so easy to hate your ex.
It's very easy to hate your ex. And I think, I still think that there's some level of healthiness to go into like grieving and hating them for a moment, but then getting over it and moving on, because this article said basically, you get hung up on those emotions and you can't truly make yourself happy while you're still pissed off at someone else.
And you shouldn't be pissed off at someone who's not even in your life anymore.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you shouldn't be every day waking up going, yeah, motherfucker, wherever they, you know. Oh! I'm sorry.
A lot of people say they like the podcast because we are basically, you know, open to just talking the way we talk.
I apologize.
Hope you got your headphones in. I not say safe bad for work.
But we asked people if they could text us and tell us that they were cheated on and didn't get mad, because that came up in conversation. And we were like, there's no way that you could be cheated on and not be mad at someone, but...
Well, listen to this call that we took off the air. We didn't have time to put it on, but she's actually okay with it. This is Rhonda. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, Roy. Thank you.
Hi. So, were you able to forgive?
You know what? You have to forgive. I feel like I can't hate somebody that I once loved, and all I want are good things for him. Yes, I hate what he did and that he cheated and... We're not together anymore, but I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't have the same values in a relationship as I do. But I also want him to be happy and find what he's looking for, because it obviously wasn't whatever we had.
Were you able to get over it quickly?
We just split on my 50th birthday in June.
Oh, wow. This is pretty newish. So,
go ahead.
Now, you sound very, this is like how I'd imagine everyone needs to handle it. Like, if I could imagine what a therapist would say on how you should handle it, is the way Rhonda's handling it.
Yeah.
And trust me, we went to therapy all during the whole situation, and I still found that he was still cheating after we were in therapy and trying to make it work. Aww. Like, all right, I pulled the plug, and I'm like, I just can't go on like this, and you obviously need something I'm not giving you, so it's time for us to split, and I love you, and I hope you have a great life, and... Yes, again, I hate what you did, and I hate how you did it, but I feel more sorry for him than I do hate for him. Like, something's missing in his life, and he has to do destructive things.
Yeah, it's such a healthy way to look at it. It really is. I mean, Loren just fell off her chair here because she would slash that dick's tires is what it would come down to, Rhonda.
You are a friggin' saint.
I'm not a saint, and it's hard. I cry all the time. It's hard. But I'm not going to let anybody steal my joy.
Aww. You got that right. And you're beautiful. You're a beautiful person. And if we could hug you through the phone, we would, Rhonda.
Thank you. I love you guys.
And we love you. Thanks for adding that. That is a great call. Have a great day.
I will. You guys too. Have a great weekend as well.
Thanks, bye, Rhonda. Okay.
She had the most healthiest approach to it. Now, you can tell she's still working through it.
She's
clearly
emotional.
But man, that's a good positive spin to it.
Yeah, we're getting we got some text messages from other people who say that they had been cheated on and they're not mad about it. 704 said he cheated on me. Not mad about it. Just shows that you're not supposed to be with that person. I was over it within a day, and I wish him well.
Did I ever tell you guys the story of the time I was accused of keying an ex's car?
No, but that's awesome.
So I just got out of a relationship that was actually with a guy, and I happened to go visit a good friend of mine that was in Tennessee, my buddy Opie. And on the way back, I got text photo, like videos and photos like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. And someone keyed the hell out of his car. I mean, keyed it bad.
Just a coincidence?
Yeah, well, he was trying to sell it. So he left the car like at a Walmart with a for sale sign. And then somebody keyed it at the Walmart. And then so I was like, thank the Lord, because I have an alibi.
Yeah.
I've been out. I've been out of town if they ever try to come after me.
Yeah.
By the way, a real quick side note. Did you see that video that went viral out of Charlotte where somebody keyed a Tesla's?
Yeah.
Some woman keyed a Tesla at a park, and the Tesla cars got video cams, 8 of them around the car. So they actually got a picture of the woman, and I never found out if they caught her or not, but she just walks by. It looks just like your average mom.
Yeah.
Keys the car and gets in her own car.
Like, what are you that mad about? That somebody has a Tesla and you don't? Or did you know that person?
I
wonder.
Let's find out next week. Let's ask people why they keyed a car. Okay. All right. So read a couple of these text messages. Then we got to talk to Nicole and find out about her getting over exes.
Okay. So people that are getting over their exes and not mad at somebody. If I didn't put it behind me and we wouldn't be able to move on. We have kids together. I still love her, but I just had to accept what happened.
So, Nicole, what about you? Do you find it easy to get over an ex, or are you more like, I hate you, I wish nothing but misery upon you?
I think when I was younger, I really only have, I don't have that many exes. But I remember when my ex before Lauren and I broke up, I was so bitter. And she did cheat. And I was so bitter. And I remember being so mad for a long time. And now I'm just like, you know what? Now looking back on it, I'm like, okay, I actually see why you did that. And while I obviously don't condone it, it's not, A, it didn't work out, so it's not the end of the world. But B, it doesn't make me mad anymore. Like, her and I are cool now.
Are you talking about your Lauren that we all know?
No, I said my ex before her.
Okay. Okay, because I was like, what did I miss?
No.
Okay.
Somebody texted in and wanted to stay anonymous, but they said, my husband cheated on me our first year of marriage. I don't hate him. We're still married and going on 15 years. It took work and building trust, but now we're stronger than ever. So that person, they didn't even break up. She wasn't mad that he cheated on her.
She was mad, but they worked through it, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah, that's tough. Empower those people.
It is tough. Hey, that happened to me. Remember, I told this story 1,000 times. Guy I used to work with, I cheated with him. No, Roy. This guy I used to work with, his wife, who I was really good friends with, cheated with a guy in our group of friends. Mm-hmm. And
I do remember
this. And then so I was like, oh, dude, you got to get out of there. You got to, let's, you know, we'll lose her. We'll make new friends. We'll drop that guy out of the group, which, by the way, pissed me off because he was a really cool, funny guy.
And you took sides.
I took sides. I took his side. She came over. I was like, get out of my apartment. I don't want to talk to you. How dare you do that to my friend? They fucking got back together. And I looked like a real a-hole.
Yeah, that put you in a really bad position.
By the way, you like that I said the F word but didn't say the A word?
Yeah.
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 Because that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it did put me in an awkward position. Yeah. So.
Okay. Let's talk with Trevor, our wonderful intern. We call him Clever Trevor.
My man, because he figures things out.
Yeah.
Now, tell everyone real quick your story. What happened to you while you were in line at the Bojangles?
So I was in line at Bojangles, and a girl came up to me, and she came up to me, and she said, hey, would you, want to go to a mountain trip with us? Me and my roommates were going up to the mountains for the weekend. Would you like to join us? And I said, no, I would not want to go because I don't know you. I just met you 10 seconds ago.
So, makes sense.
Seemed a little creepy.
Yeah, it was very creepy. And, after the conversation, I was really befuddled because I didn't know what to think of the situation. But, I thought that she was a creep, but I didn't have any interest in getting her number or knowing this female any longer. Because I just thought that it was just off that she invited me, of all people, to go to the mountains with her.
It was so strange. And someone texted in and said that the reason why that woman asked you to go on the camping trip with her was because she's trying to get back at somebody, and she's going to use you as the pawn to get back at somebody and say, hey, I went camping with this guy.
See, I think maybe that she and her girlfriends were all just going, and they thought you were a strapping young man and handsome and look like you could protect them in the wilderness, maybe.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I may look like all those things, but
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I am not one of those things when it comes to woods and things that could come out of the woods and kill you type of things. I'm not your guy.
You said something funny off the air, and we could be a little more candid on our podcast, because the thing with the radio show is we don't want to offend people who don't know us. That's the problem. And like sometimes somebody could turn on 95.1 for the first time, and when they say when they hear Trevor say something like, this white girl came up to me and wanted to do some white girl shit.
Yeah, seriously, that was the most WPS thing.
Are we going to cuss?
But Trevor said that off the air, and you know, so we didn't say it on the air because you don't want to offend somebody on the radio. But here at the podcast, you found us, you came to us, so it's okay.
Okay, I know what time it is now. Okay, so it was this white girl that came to me and asked me if I wanted to go to the mountains. And my first thing I'm thinking is like, does she know I'm black? Like, does she know that I'm not about to go to the mountains with you and your roommates? Can she see me? I was like, damn, I mean, she's not ugly, but I'm black, and so most of us, we don't go to the mountains with people we don't know. So I was like, this doesn't sound like something I want to participate in. I'm sorry. Good day, sis.
That's so funny. You think you'll ever run into her again?
You know what? I thought about it because I was actually talking to our other intern in the back, and I was saying, I think I probably will run into her again just because, like, I always see people at least a second time.
Yeah. Sure.
Always.
And for a big college, it's also small.
If you run into her again, for real, get her information, tell her what you do, tell her that we talked about it, and we'd love to get her mind thought.
Okay, yeah,
unless
for sure.
You would invite a stranger to the woods.
For sure.
Well, Bojangles isn't the only chicken spot where people get hit on. Mm. We got a call during commercial on the radio, and that's why the Rap Party podcast is awesome, because we could play this call here for you. Wait to hear what this dude did. He invited everyone he didn't know to go on a cruise. Listen to this.
Jeremy, welcome to the Main in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Real quick, dude, we got about a minute. What happened?
Well, dude, 18 years ago, me and my brother were sitting in Chick-fil-A at the mall in Monroe, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, I'm pretty spontaneous, man. Let's be crazy and let's just invite a couple people and we'll just do a cruise together, you know?
What?
I mean, that's how you meet people, because I'm a PR guy anyway. And I've been dealing with the Discovery Channel for the Street Outlaws TV show for years.
Okay.
Well, I invited this girl and her sister and her friend, and me and my brother, we took a cruise. And needless to say, me and my wife, we've been together 18 years since that day.
No.
I've got two kids.
What?
Dude, yeah.
Hey, they're both chicken places, Bojangles and Chick-fil-A. Yeah. I can't get past that.
I'm seeing a trend.
Yeah. Hey, so it does happen.
So
don't get me wrong, I understand the leeriness behind it, but if it feels good and it looks good, it's going to be good.
So she said yes right away, or did she get your number and hit you back?
Well, she kind of was a little bit startled.
Yeah.
And then the girl she was with at the time, they were like, yeah, I mean, we don't really see any problem with it, you know? And I was like, man, dude, you know, we're not serial killers or nothing, man.
I don't even own duct tape.
By the way, this was before social media.
Any of that. Let's just go and have fun. And they're like, let's do it.
Wow. So you think Trevor should go?
Yeah, we made a whole jam up, 7 days, 6 nights. Awesome. Wow. It was like the best, baddest time we've ever had.
That is so crazy, but fun.
Wow.
Like going to, we should do that.
What?
Create a trip and randomly see if people will join us right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah, we should get...
We should. Be a good radio bit.
We should get a bus that has good tire pressure.
Right.
Get on the bus and just be like, hey, who wants to come with us? And
we'll go to Dirty Myrtle. Let's go.
Or like a brewery.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go to that Honey Nut Brewery or whatever it's called.
I know, but it can't be a brewery. That's like too easy. Like, you're still local. You could just Uber back.
We could go to the one in Hickory. I want to go to that Sugar Nut Brewery or something. It looks awesome. It's right on the river.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, Trev?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I think it would be different with y'all because people kind of like look up to you guys, but I'm just a normal guy. Like,
well, they won't know us.
It will be strangers.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hey, I'm Ray.
I would never get on somebody's bus, like, or in their car. Like, hey, come with me. Like, hi. Have you guys ever seen the meme that's like the creepy white van, but it says like free mimosas and phone chargers? Yeah. Like, that's how I get kidnapped.
we honestly should send me out and see how many people I can convince to come with me.
Let's do it.
Not tell them who I am.
Yeah, let's do it next week.
All right. I mean, isn't it, if you think about it, people do it all the time. People call Uber like it's nothing. Like,
yeah.
And getting the car of people they don't know at all.
Feel like there's a sense of security there because it's through a company. Like if somebody randomly rolls up and's like, hey, man, get in.
Yeah. My buddy Greg, who's a black dude, goes, tell Trevor, did he not see the movie Get Out?
Seriously, that's what that is.
I did. That's why I didn't go on
the
mountain.
And then he goes, hell nah, camping, ? She definitely white. And that was before we said anything on the air.
I mean, he, like, see, bro knew what it was. Like, he knew what was going on. He knew my situation.
So, and I've like, my boyfriend's black, and whenever we're traveling outside the city, if we're like in the country wooded area and there's too many turns off the main road, he's like, uh-uh, we got to go back to the interstate. It's too many turns.
Oh, for sure. Those back roads going to like towards Durham, like you start seeing, oh, Confederate flag, Confederate flag, Confederate flag.
I
like,
turn around
I'm like, I know where we at. I was like, we're just going to keep going straight. Or you like, you see some older like white folks come out. He's like, okay, we know where we at.
Just, do you find though, as a black, as a young black man that like a lot of people are phonies?
Like, as
like
far
a lot
as
of
like,
people, like, a lot like of they, people are like maybe on socials are going to be like, you know, spitting the hate and stuff. But it's just like when you meet them in person.
Oh, no, people do it all the time. I mean, there's a lot of people who it's easy to do something online because you don't have to deal with the reaction of the person.
So they probably feel it still deep down, but they may not do it to your face.
I also think a lot of it is fake, dude. Like, fake.
Why would people put fake hate out there?
No, I think
just to rile people up.
No, I think it's
real. I mean,
like fake hate. Oh, well,
I think it's real.
I think there's fake hate, dude.
I think there's fake people who put it out there on socials and then they're nice to your face because they're cowards.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I think they're really, really bad.
That's a deep conversation. We don't have to get in now. But anyway, it is funny, though, because since Roy's been dating Sterling, like you say things that like you probably wouldn't have said years ago, like, golf is the whitest white person sport ever.
It's the whitest thing.
Because now
and even
you know.
Now, I get nervous when I'm hanging around too many white people. I'm like, somebody's going to say some shit. Someone's going to say something that's messed up. It's like, we got to get some more diversity in this room.
get Trevor's number.
Oh, yeah. I'll be out there. I'll be the worst golf player out there. I'll be on a cart just driving like, where y'all want to go next?
That's what we do. All right, bud. Well, thanks for hanging.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, a lot of people said you sounded like Cam Newton today, too. We got more than one text message from you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
We'll do Scam Newton. We'll do a little prank.
Scam Newton.
Yeah, we should.
I love
that.
Just give us one, like, step away from the mic. You know how he gets to the huddle and he goes, ready. You know how Cam does that?
I don't because I don't watch Cam Newton, but we're going to do it anyway.
All right, do it. Ready?
Just ready.
He goes, down. Ready.
Right. Down. Ready.
That's pretty good.
That was so loud. That was a good huddle. Yeah.
All right, dude. Get out of here. Get to school.
Right.
See you, buddy. See you. There's Clever Trevor. Oh, keep bringing stories back to us. You're the best.
Yeah.
I got some, too.
And the other thing we did today, too, was we tried to figure out people's names. And we thought we were 3 for 3 based on an article that Roy found. But we went 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Somebody who told us her name was Nikki on her Instagram.
That's not her real name. That's not her real name.
That's her middle name.
Her real name's Kristen. So when she told us her name was, when we asked for her Instagram handle, and she's like, Nikki, da 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 da. We're like, all right, Nikki, thank you so much, Nikki. Have a good day, Nikki.
We over-Nikki'd it.
Yeah,
and then
did.
She's not even Nikki. She's Kristen. We're the biggest idiots.
And here's the thing. Like, she likes Nikki better. But when we were first introduced to her here in the building, we've all worked with her. She was introduced to us as Kristen. So we are the biggest idiots in the world over using Nikki after we thought that that wasn't
the first guy I didn't even know. I wasn't familiar with him at all. His name is Adam.
Yeah, but he's literally been working here for like 8 days.
And he works in corporate, right?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Hey, Adam.
No, he
Adam
does digital sales.
Or is he local?
I think he's going to be local.
Okay. And Amanda is our local salesperson. Now, I knew Amanda.
She's a sales assistant.
I wasn't 100% confident because there's also a Sarah who works back there in the same area. They don't look anything alike, but their cubicles are close. So I was pretty confident that that was Amanda, but the best is how we got Adam's name. We go, spell your name. And he goes, it's just Adam.
Yeah.
A-D-A-M.
A-D-A-M. Oh, I didn't know it was a T.
We meant your last name. Like Adam Bomb. How do you spell your last name?
Oh, man. That's funny stuff. So that article is up, too, at kiss951.com. You can go find that. And we'll have the video up, too. If you don't know someone's name at work, it's really clever ways to find names.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.